There you go. Well, good morning, everyone. I am Renee. I'm your hostess for today, and welcome to Declare Victory. By chance, are there any first-time callers with us this morning? If not, the events are as follows. Today is Thankful Thursday, and it's a day to set aside to remind people just how thankful you are for them. Feel free to share your stories regarding this in the Victory Room. You are invited to join our separate men and women's calls on their new night. Men of Value Everywhere and Walk It Out will be held tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They both have new access codes, so be sure to check the Victory Room for the banner. Lastly, we will be hosting our third Health and Fitness Challenge next month. Prepare your hearts and minds and muscles for this time of focus on a healthy diet and exercise. This will be a 90-day challenge, and the fee is only $10 to join. Look for more details as they become available in the Victory Room. Our online prayer request for today, Dee Dee is asking that we continue to cover the family of the youngest sibling of Marcus Hicks. Marcus passed away of a heart attack. He was in his early 40s. The family has suffered a lot of grief, so she's asking God to be peace. Thank you. Bubbly is requesting prayer for her family and for Patricia. She had surgery of her femur, and just for Patricia's overall healing. Carolyn's requesting prayer for Diana, who had a seizure. And Sister Julia is requesting prayer for herself that she will be directed by God's will for her, and a praise report that her daughter is home. And also she's requesting prayer for the Declare Victory family. The order of today's call is Tracy will read the scripture, Tanya will give the declaration, our first prayer warrior will be Patty, followed by Erica and Pastor E.K. Dawson. Closing us out today will be Denise. Again, scripture will be read by Tracy, declaration given by Tanya. Patty will lead us in prayer. Erica will follow, then E.K. Dawson. And
sorry, I can't read scripture. I'm driving, Tracy.
I got it, Renee.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. So just a reminder to please go ahead and mute your line. You can use star 6 or your phone standard mute feature or both, and I will pass the call. Peace and love.
I'll be reading from John 14:14. Jesus said, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it," as I pass the call to Tanya.
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, that participated in the call prior to me taking over. Thank God for another beautiful day today. I know that it's going to be beautiful. I'm going to jump into my declaration, so here we go. It was a few weeks before the annual day program of the True Hope Church of God in Christ music department. I think Marcus Dyson might have been our musician at the time. The music department annual day consisted of our adult choir, Exaltation, which was our youth choir, and the Little Sparrows, which was our children's choir. The color scheme this particular year was white and gold. I had to find something to wear. I don't remember how the conversation led to my search, but while talking to my sister, Deborah, she told me she had the perfect outfit for me. Now, here's a Tanya, not Tanya nugget, or moment, excuse me. Now, I am a lot of things, but I was not then, nor do I claim to be now, the fashionista. Now, don't get me wrong, I like to look good, but taking the time to shop for clothes, girl, bye. I do not have the patience. I do not have the... You know, some people can take their imagination with them. They can see what it is that they want in their mind, and they can go find it. I'm not that chick. That's not me. One day I'm going to have a personal shopper, and I'll pay them to do that. Anyway, let's get back to the declaration. So I go to her house, and she has this outfit there, and it is the perfect fit, and I loved it. It was a one-of-a-kind designer outfit, and it was an absolute attention getter. I had never owned a designer outfit before, but I felt special. Here's another Tanya, not Tanya moment. Have you ever showed up at an event to see your twin? I don't mean an identical twin or a biological twin. I don't mean, but somebody, you took the time to put this outfit together. You took the time to buy it. You think you're looking good, and you do. And you show up, and somebody has the exact same outfit on as you. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Go away. I don't know if guys feel the same way, but the women, oh, my goodness. Not every woman. I can't speak for every woman, but for the majority of us, we don't really like that. I'll never forget, it was another annual day. Angela Holmes, I had gone to the mall, and I was sick. Angela Holmes showed up with the same outfit. I was so out of it. Anyway. The title of my declaration. Oh my God. All right. Is that better? I'm hoping it is. The title of my declaration is Custom Made. The human body consists of the following systems: circulatory, digestive, endocrine, immune, muscular, respiratory, reproductive, and urinary system. How do you get all that from one egg and one sperm that came together in a brief, sometimes very brief, moment of passion? I have lived in my body my entire life, and to date, I cannot fully explain how these systems work or why they are needed. However, I do know how to pay attention when my body cries out for help or it needs attention. Now, I must admit that I ignore the pleas for help sometimes, the fatigue, the hunger, the urinary relief that is needed, which is not good. And as of this declaration, I am going to be more responsible. But I want to go to my favorite book, and there's a text that I want to read to you. Actually, I'm going to read several scriptures. It's Psalm 139, and I'm going to start at the first verse. I was only going to focus, my focus is going to be the 13th and the 14th verse, but as I read up, I got inspired to read a little bit more. So here goes. Lord, you examined me, and I'm reading from the Common English Bible. Lord, you examined me. You know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with all my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's high above me, but I can't fathom it. Where could I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I went down to the grave, you would be there too. If I could fly on the wings of dawn, stopping to rest only on the far side of the ocean, even there, your hand would guide me. Even there, your strong hand would hold me tight. If I said the darkness will definitely hide me, the light will become night around me. Even then, the darkness isn't too dark for you. Nighttime would shine bright as day, because darkness is the same as light to you. You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to focus again on the 13th and the 14th verse. You are the one who created my innermost parts, my respiratory system, my digestive system, my endocrine system, my immune system, my muscular system, my reproductive system, my urinary system. God, you created my innermost parts. You put all that stuff together, and you made it work. While I was still in my mother's womb, I give thanks to you that I was marvelously apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. It doesn't even begin to touch on the nervous system. It doesn't even begin to touch on our emotions, our psyche. God put all of that together. He made all of it work. Listen here. David was in awe of God's creation. What does we say the word awesome? I do. I say it a lot when I'm at a loss for words. Oh my God. Okay, hold on 1 second. Give me a minute. I'm going to take myself off of. I hope you can hear me now. Somebody, if you could speak and let me know, is that better?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Now
if you're
just
talking, we can't hear you. Okay, y'all. Here we go. Don't you love it? There are times when I am at a loss for words. I cannot describe how I'm feeling or what I'm seeing before my eyes, and I'll say, oh my God, that's awesome, or I'll use the tone, I'll use the word incredible, or Dee Dee's famous word that she created for us, oh amazing, that phrase, it's oh amazing, but the word awe is just an overwhelming feeling of reverence or admiration or fear, etc., produced by that which is grand, sublime, extremely powerful, or the like. That's the word awe, and we get that word awesome from there. So when I think about this text, I am in awe of how God created us. But I want to digress for just a moment. I wondered this morning as I was reading the text, what was David's mindset when he wrote this psalm? What was he thinking about? For his mind to travel and talk about the awesomeness of God, the fact that we cannot, listen to me, we cannot hide from God. There isn't anything that he doesn't know about you. He knows about your tendency to blow it. He knows about that weakness that you have. You're not hiding anything from him. I'm not hiding the fact from God that I tend to talk too much sometimes, or I tend to take on too much, or I tend to want to make things perfect, or that I have an A-type personality. That's not hidden from God. Those are some of my nemesis. Did I make that up? That is some of the things that I have, some of my, my uniqueness. God knows all about that, but the thing about it is that he uses all of those things about me for his glory. It is part of who I am to get the jobs done that need to be done, right? God, oh man, knows everything about. He knows our weaknesses, you guys. We don't need to hide them from him. He knows them. Now, that doesn't mean that we get a pass and we can make decisions without them. No. It's something that you need to work on. That's your thorn in yourself. That's something that helps to keep us, I believe, balanced. It's something so that we don't get lofty, we don't get high-minded, we don't get, and some of us still do, but, you know, it will help us to remain level. It will help us those things, even if it is a health weakness, a particular illness that you have that, you know, causes you to, you know, question God sometimes or what have you. But the whole point is that God is so amazing that he took the time to create this complex human body that we have. Even medical science, they don't have all of the answers. They have a lot of them. God has afforded them the opportunity to peek over into his design system. But again, we are all uniquely designed. So I'm going back to my declaration, custom made. Each and every one of us, even though we have these similar parts, right? We need, we can put a pin in the fact that we all have an immune system, so on and so forth. Each of us are still uniquely and custom designed. Like that outfit that I had, my sister gave me, literally it fit perfectly. It fit like a glove. And it made me feel special. Because I wasn't going to have to worry about walking into the church and seeing Angela Holmes with my outfit on, or Jane, or Cheryl, the missus, or Cindy, or anybody else. It was a custom. This particular designer made one of these items and put it up for sale. And I happened to be the one to get it. So I didn't have to worry about someone else looking like me. We are, as human beings, custom designed. There is no one person in this world. Now, there are people that might look like you. They might have certain, they might sound like you. They might have certain mannerisms like you. But there is not even an identical twin. There's something different about them. It could be facial. It could be emotional. Whatever. There are no two people alike. Where are you going with this, Tanya? We need to embrace who we are and love ourselves. Because to hate ourselves is to hate God. God made us. To despise some of the things about ourselves, whether it's our weight, most of us can do something about that. We're having a health challenge in October. Most of us can do something about that. Just take some self-discipline. We can't change our height. We can't change the hues of our skin tones. We can't change that. We can change our hairstyle. If you don't like your short hair, you can get some longer hair. If you don't want longer hair anymore, like me, you can get a trim or you can get it cut. If you don't want to deal with it, there are things that we can do with regards to our physical appearance. There's not a whole lot we can do with regard. I know you can get implants and stuff too. I don't know why I just said that, but whatever. There's not a whole lot we can do about our heart, and there's not a whole lot we can do about our kidneys and the other internal organs that we have or the other systems that we have. I believe it's our responsibility to embrace who we are. First, discover who you are. And once you discover who you are, embrace it. God specifically, yes, he did. He specifically created you to be who you are. He didn't create you to be me. You shouldn't covet to be me. Not that you do. You don't want to be me. Not that anybody wants. You shouldn't covet Brother Jeff or Brother Eric. God made them, or Marcus or E.K. Dawson. God made those men to be who they are. Discover who you are, your unique qualities. Listen, I'm going to challenge you as I get ready to wrap it up. I'm going to challenge you to take a step back from social media or the television.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me now? Are you kidding me?
I can't hear.
And you came
Dion, you guys, did you lose me?
I hear you.
I hear you.
All right. So
we
I'll
hear
be ready
you.
To wrap it up. Okay. So I want to challenge you to invest some time in yourself. Now, for some of you, that might sound a little scary because you haven't done that in so long. You may not know what to do. I'm going to give you some hints. I'm going to, for between now and Saturday, you need to take some time, look in the mirror, and say, who are you? Why are you here? Why did God make me the way that he did? What about these qualities that I have, this special gift that I have? Maybe it's taking care of the elderly. Maybe it is, you know, taking care of the sick. Maybe it is creating things. I don't know. You know who you are. Take some time to get to know yourself and your unique qualities. And if you would, on Saturday, post at least one unique quality about yourself and make a decision that you're going to fine-tune or cultivate that quality. If it's reading or what, it doesn't have to be anything big. Now, how do I get to know myself? What is that thing that you do without even thinking about it? It just automatically comes natural. Or what is that thing or those things that people say, wow, you are so good at that? Or they come to you and ask you for help for that particular thing. More than one person has asked you to do that. Like, that's what you're known for. Take the time to identify that, and what can you do to improve that? I hope that makes sense to you as I get ready to pass the call. But we are all uniquely made. Everybody's heart is not the same. Everybody's kidneys are not the same. Our fingerprints, they are not the same. Our retina on our eyes, it is not the same. Who are you? You masterful piece. You amazing woman. You powerful man of God. Don't you dare talk down to yourself anymore. No more self-hatred. Stop talking about, this is to me too, stop talking about what you don't like. If you don't like it and you can change it, do something about it. Otherwise, stop complaining. God made you who you are for a reason. Why? We are all fearfully and wonderfully made. With that, I'm going to pass the call off to the first prayer warrior. God bless you.
Good morning, Father. We come to you this morning, and we just thank you for each one that has participated thus far in the prayer lineup this morning, Father. And we thank you for each one of us that are here, Lord God, and for you giving us another day, Lord, waking us up, Lord, and allowing us to get on the line again this morning. We thank you, Father, just for you loving us unconditionally, Lord God, regardless to how we feel about ourselves, Lord. You love us, Lord. I ask that we all think about the challenge that Tanya gave to us, figuring out who we are and why we're here and being able to complete that challenge for Saturday, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all the praise reports that were given this morning. Julia was giving us praise reports about her daughter who is now at home and her cousin who is doing better and Claudia who came out of his surgery fine yesterday, Lord God. And we just thank you for all of those praise reports, Lord God, and all that are on its way to come. We thank you, Lord God, that you are so willing to teach us wherever we're at. You accept us wherever we're at, Lord. We don't have to make any change to come to you, Lord. And that's such a blessing, Lord. We pray that you would be with each one of us as we travel wherever we're going to this morning, whether it's school or to our purpose. For those who are already there, we thank you for giving them safe travel. We thank you, Lord God, that you would just be with Susie and Rick as they are on their vacation, that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus, but most of all that they would get the rest and enjoyment, Lord God, that's needed. Lord, we just like to lift up Bubbly's sister who is going through healing from her surgery on her. We ask that you would give her, I guess, patience to heal properly, Lord God. We ask that you would be with the family as she goes through this, Lord, and lift her up, Lord, and just give her an extra dose of comfort, Lord, as she goes through this process. Father, we also want to lift up Diana that Carolyn is requesting from her work, Lord God, who had a seizure last week, and she's now bleeding somewhere in her body, and they're unable to find out where it's coming from. Father, I ask that you would give them the knowledge to know, Lord, so that they could find out where the problem is and what's going on there, Lord. And we ask right now, Lord, we thank you for the praise report that's going to follow Diana in the next days to come. We thank you for that right now, Lord. And we lift up Julia. I ask, Lord, that you would give her, a pain-free or a safe trip to her purpose that she's going to today, Lord. I don't know if it's because she's hurting, but whatever the situation is, Lord, give her a safe and opportunity and time going to work today, Lord. Father, I'd like to lift up the firefighters who are still fighting the fires, Lord, that you would protect each one of them, that you would be with their families, Lord God, that you would be with each person who is actually involved in the fire and losing their homes, Lord, that you would just take the devastation from them, Lord, and allow them to know that things are going to be okay and that you're going to make sure that they're taken care of. Father, I pray for that right now, too. And, Lord, I pray for Dee Dee's request, Lord, for Marcus Hicks' family, who he passed away from a heart attack, Lord God. I pray that you would just be with his family, Lord, that you would give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, one in which only you can give. Father, we lift up any requests that were not sounded out, that weren't spoken out, Lord God. I ask that you would just be with each one of them, Lord, that every request that was made, the ones that were spoken and even the unspoken, Lord God, that you have your hand on each one of them, Lord, and that you would begin to give comfort to those who need comfort. Father, that you'd be with each family that's going through bereavement and loss of family members or even those who have lost close friends who are just like family members. I pray that you would comfort their hearts right now, Lord God, and that they would hold on tight to you during this time, Lord. And for those who have unsaved family members, even friends or coworkers who we're praying for, we pray for them right now, Lord God, and we ask that seed be planted and then watered, Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that you would just be with us for the rest of this day. We pray that you give each one of us a blessed day, no matter what we're doing, Lord, that we remember that you love us unconditionally, Lord, and that we learn to love others unconditionally. We thank you again, Lord, as each one of us go and do our things, Lord, today. As I pass this call on, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name. As I pass this call on. Erica, we can't hear you if you're praying.
But Father God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to give you praise. Lord, we thank you just for life and love. God, I just want to give you praise just for waking us up this morning, God. Bless each and every victor on the line. Continue to just surround us with your love and your protection. Bless our children as they go to school. Bless those children that don't no longer live at home, our grown children. Keep them safe. Keep your hedge of protection around them, God. Continue to bless our marriages, God, and just keep us filled with you, God. And let us remember that you are the center of it all. Lord, just thank you this morning. Continue to bless Dion and her vision and her health and her strength. And Tanya, thank you for that amazing declaration. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Thank you for creating us to be who you created us to be. We are all wonderfully and fearfully made. Lord, I just thank you for another chance to do better today than I did on yesterday. And I thank you for life and love. I thank you for my brothers on the line. Continue to bless these mighty men of God. They are just so mighty. Continue to bless them to be the head of the household, to be the men that you call them to be. Bless their bodies. Bless them spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, God. I just lift up my brothers this morning because sometimes we forget that it's hard for our brothers in this world, God. So I just pray a special blessing over every man on this call, God. Bless them in their job. Bless them in their finances. Bless them to be the best dads that they can be, the best husbands that they can be, the sons, the fathers. God, I just want you to continue to bless DK, Pastor LaBelle, Eric, Brother Jeff, Tim, each and every man. I'm thinking about Overseer Martin this morning, God, and just continue to bless him and all the men on the call. Brother Dan, whose voice I miss, God, bless him indeed. Just bless our brothers, Troy and my husband Maddie, my brother Lawrence and brother Marcus. Bless his heart, God. He's just a man after your own heart. And for Andrew, you know his needs. That's my brother. Just touch every single man on the line. It's a special cry from my heart. I just feel like we need to lift our brothers up. So my prayer this morning, God, is for every man on this call, every son, every grandson, every great-grandson, just surround them with your peace, God. No spirit of depression, no spirit of doubt, no oppression. We're going to walk this thing of faith out and just lift our brothers up. It's about the men today. I just feel like we need to just lift our brothers up, and thank you for Claudio's healing, God. I know you got him, God. I know you do. As my heart is heavy for Marcus, but you knew, God. You knew it. 41 years old. I don't understand it, but you do. So I want to continue to just intercede for anyone that's hurting this morning, anybody that's sad or lonely or depressed or anxious. You say to be anxious for nothing, but God, it's hard. It's hard sometimes not to fret or to worry about what we don't know what's coming. But when we know that we can trust you because you always work it out for our good, I just want to thank you, God. I just have an attitude of gratitude. There's nothing too hard for you to do, God. I'm just grateful for an opportunity. I'm grateful for this family, this Declare Victory family, this life-changing family. I'm just so grateful. So I speak life to each and every ear that can hear this prayer. Today is a new day. Yesterday is over. We have to walk in what we have now. And I just thank you for Renee's greeting. I thank you for those that are lined to pray and those that are absent, just those who have maybe taken a break from the call. Bless them, God. People have jobs. People have lives. We have a shift, God. We just ask that you will continue to bless our lives, God. Keep us safe from the enemy. We know he's defeated and he's just trying to trick people. But we know that if we trust in you, God, that everything will work out. We just have to trust you. So I give you praise, glory, and honor as I pass the call to the next person. In Jesus' name, amen.
DK, we can't hear you if you're praying.
So, Father God, we love you. We honor you and we magnify your name, Lord God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for allowing us to experience your finger of love, oh God. God, we thank you for the air that we breathe, Lord God. We thank you for the rising of the sun and for the going down of the same, God. And we thank you that your name remains the same. God, no matter where we are, Lord God, we thank you that prayer has no distance. So, God, today we thank you, Lord God, for our states. God, we thank you for our president. God, we thank you for President Obama and the first family, Lord God. God, we even thank you for Pope Francis on today, God. God, we thank you for his first visit to the United States, to the Americas. God, and we thank you for his safe protection on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as he goes before the Senate board on today, Lord God, that his language, Lord God, would not be what they think it's going to be, God. That his message, Lord God, would pierce the Senate's ears, Lord God, and that it would already be ordained by you. God, we bless your name on today, and we glorify you, God. God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we glorify you, and we magnify your name on today, God, because you are a great God. You are an omnipotent God. God, you are an amazing God. God, we thank you that you sit high and you look low, God. But, God, we thank you for even more, Lord God, that earth is your footstool, but heaven is your home. We thank you for calling us your children, God. God, who are we that you are even mindful of us, that you call us your friend? God, when you call us your friend, God, you have our best interests in mind, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we trust you, that we lean on you, that we depend on you, God. God, you are a great God, God, and you are greatly to be praised, Lord God. We thank you for our representatives here, God, in our states of California and across the nations on today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would send the rain, God, to put out the fires that are running rampant across the states, oh God. God, we pray for the families who have become victims of the fires, Lord God. We pray for those that have lost their lives, God, and we pray for those that have lost their things, God. God, we pray that you would not only replace it, God, that you would restore, God, even to a greater degree. God, we thank you in advance, Father God, for the help that you're sending, Lord God. We thank you that the fact that the President Obama, Lord God, has declared it an estate of emergency, Lord God, so that the funds would be readily available. In your name, God, we glorify you and we magnify your name. God, as we prepare to transfer the call to the next prayer, Lord God, I just want to give you a praise of thankfulness on today. God, we thank you for Thankful Thursday. We thank you for the word that went forth, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, now that in the name of Jesus that you would pour back into Tanya, Lord God, that you would meet every need, Lord God, that you would open every door, Lord God. God, for Carl, Lord God, that you would exceed, Father God, beyond his eyes can see, Lord God. And for my sister Dion, Lord God, do the imaginable in Jesus' name as I transfer the call. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us all safe to the beginning of a new day, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, that you have given us grace to bring our prayers to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, and you promised that when two or three gather together in your name, Heavenly Father, that you will grant those requests, Heavenly Father. And we just rejoice, Lord, that you're going to answer prayers, Heavenly Father. We rejoice, dear Lord, that you're going to heal and restore, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the renewing of our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for going before us and preparing a way for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for creating us uniquely, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are an amazing people. We are an astonished people. We are beautiful, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are blessed, Heavenly Father, to see this day, Heavenly Father. Lord, guide us on this day as we seek to find peaceful rest in your presence, Heavenly Father. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you in advance because we believe you are an awesome God, Heavenly Father. And let us remember that you are on our side, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for creating us uniquely to serve and to praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Lord, and we declare and decree that we will not be shaken, Lord, in this season, dear Lord, that we will not fix our thoughts on our circumstances, dear Lord, but that we will fix our thoughts on you, Lord Jesus. Let us think about things that are excellent and worthy of your praise, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for ushering us in, Lord, for the gift of life, Heavenly Father. Just today, Lord, help us to remember that life is a gift, Lord. Just today, help us remember that our health is a gift, Lord. Let us not take it for granted, Heavenly Father. But it is a blessing, dear Lord, to see a new day, Lord, filled with awesome potential, Heavenly Father, and that we have the capacity to bring something holy, new, and unique and good into this world, Father. And just for today, Lord, help us, God, to remember to be kind, to be patient, to love one another, to love ourselves, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that through the good times and the bad times, Lord, that we will trust in you, Lord, and that we will give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor that you deserve, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord, that as we go throughout our day, Lord, that you will place a hedge of protection around us, Heavenly Father. Hide us under your righteous hand, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are fighting for us behind the scenes, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are going before us to make our crooked path straight, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand strong in you, Lord. Your word promised that you will guide us, Lord, if we seek after you, Heavenly Father, and we are seeking you, Lord. We choose, Lord, to keep our eyes on you no matter what's happening in our circumstances, Lord. We know that you are faithful, and we receive your blessings, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your resurrection power that is alive in us, Heavenly Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. And we thank you that no matter how dark it looks, our day of breakthrough is on its way. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just pray, Heavenly Father, for your wisdom, Heavenly Father. We just pray for your deliverance, Heavenly Father. We just raise up, Lord. We just pray that we just raise up your prayer warriors to pray and to intercede, dear Lord, bringing victory permanently to our homes and to our neighborhoods and to our countries, to our families, to our children, dear Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord, and deliver us from all of our enemies, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to your power that works in us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We're praying and asking for healing right now, Lord, in our bodies right now, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the master of life and death, and everything we have is yours, Lord. Just one touch from you, Lord, restores the sick and heals the broken, Lord. And we lift up to you, Lord, our sons, our daughters, our families, dear Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will calm our minds, Lord, and restore our minds, Lord, Heavenly Father, to focus on you, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, as we come today to lay at your feet our issues, Lord, our agenda, Lord, in our own way, Lord, because we become weary at times, Lord God, and life, Lord, has made us worn, Lord, dear Lord, and we just pray, Lord God, that you would have open hearts, Lord, that we will open our hearts to you, Lord God. Lord, we pray that we will be able to lie down in those green pastures, dear Lord, that you have made specifically for us, Lord. And we pray that you will give us the strength, Lord, to trust you at all intersections, Lord, of our life. Lord, we just pray, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. We just thank you for the word on this morning, dear Lord. And Lord, we just pray that we will hide the word in our hearts, dear Lord, to remember that we are uniquely made, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, as we begin to take our phones off of mute, Heavenly Father, I just pray, Lord, we just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praises that you so deserve, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have overcome the world, dear Lord. Thank you that we have trials and tribulations, dear Lord. Let us be happy, dear Lord. Let us cheer up, dear Lord. Let us dump what is not of you, Lord. Even though we have problems, we have you, Lord Jesus. You are marvelous. You are wonderful, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, as we take our souls out to you, let us just give you the honor and the glory and the praise, Heavenly Father. Lord, Lord, we just thank you that you watch our comings and our goings, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. We praise you, dear Lord, for allowing us another day, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace, dear Lord. You are worthy of another day.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
You are worthy, Lord.
Thank you, God. Your love, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Your grace, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your joy this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we lift you up this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we lift you up this morning.
In the name of Jesus, the Father, the Grandfather, O God. In the name of the friend, the brother, In the name of Jesus, oh God, the leader, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you today. We give you glory and we give you honor, God. In the name of Jesus,
we
declare the day that you have made,
Jesus,
of blessing and gracious and failure with all of
us. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, that lack yes, Lord. Live in our home, that no longer live within us. So every need is met. Both desires of our
Lord, God, I bless your holy name this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
All my concerns and prophecies.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
My worry is
Jesus.
Thank you for fighting up this morning, Jesus. Thank you for teaching me how to be still. Lord,
yes,
God, thank you, Lord God, for the challenges of life, Lord God, that bring me closer to you, Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord. I love you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Give me
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for taking the wheel.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. We need love, Lord God. One for another, Lord God. Yes, Lord. We need love, Lord God.
transport us daily. Keep turning away from the world.
Lord God.
And picking up
our with your love, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For that, Lord God, we say thank you.
Stop the ears.
Fight
yes, Lord.
In your body.
Yes, Lord.
As I stand here, Lord God, I can see you.
Yes.
Just pray for your blessings throughout this day, dear Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray that you would give us travel and grace and guide us safely back to our homes and love, Lord. Dear Lord, we just pray that as we walk into love, life, and victory, Heavenly Father, that we will hide the word in our hearts, Heavenly Father. Do not let the learning and the conversations of this gathering die, but instead, Lord, may they continue to illuminate within us and that we bear fruit, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power of your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord, for your grace, dear Lord. Thank you for giving us another chance, dear Lord. We love you, Lord.
To those
we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, dear Lord, as we walk into love, life, and victory, Heavenly Father, I pray this blessing over all of us. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, and thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, good morning once again. This is Renee, and at this time, I would ask if we have any first-time callers that may have joined us this morning. If not, any victors that join the line that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning,
good morning
Cindy.
Good morning,
Tracy.
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Good morning,
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, prayer warriors.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. That sounds like Chi-Town.
Chi-Town. Good morning, yeah. Everybody. I miss you all.
Miss you.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Sugar Plum.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to say good morning? Okay, if not, awesome declaration, Tan, as always. I would ask that you go ahead on and mute your line if you're not going to speak right away, just so we can have a clear, interruption-free conversation as we walk into the love, life, and victory portion of the call. Peace and love.
Good morning. It's me, Mary.
Good morning, me, Mary.
Mary.
Good morning,
good morning,
Mary.
Good morning, everybody. Good to hear you sound, Gail. So when I think about the declaration, like I really got moved by that passage of text in Psalm. You know, if you have a chance today, I would suggest that you read it in its entirety. He goes on to say, to talk about, he meaning David, to talk about how the fact that God even knit his bones together. After like the 15th verse, I think he starts to talk about the fact that God knit his bones or fit them together in a secret place, you know, that secret place being the womb. You know, who knows what my niece recently discovered that she's pregnant. She sent me a sonogram. You know, that's really popular now. They give a picture of the sonogram and people, you know, send them out and, you know, you can't really see a whole lot, but you can see the diagram of the baby. And I don't know if it's my age now or whatever. I think that pregnancy is such a beautiful thing. When I consider the fact that a woman is able to hold a baby in her body for a full 9 months and allow that baby to grow. What a precious, precious time that is, even though we go through challenges while we're pregnant. Some women, some more than others, and there's a great deal for some women that they go through in order to keep the pregnancy or to keep the baby. And I don't care what science and politicians say, once you're pregnant, it's a baby to me. You know, that's my thought. I'm entitled to my own opinion. But just, I'm in awe when I saw the sonogram. You know, it could be like she's 3 months pregnant. You could barely, you can see the outline or the diagram of a baby's head. We had a chance to see the diagram or the outline of the baby's foot. And I said, well, do you know what it is? And she said, no, the baby kept flipping too much. You know, I guess the baby felt, you know, the pressure on the stomach while they were moving the tool to be able to get the complete picture. But that amazes me that with modern technology we're able to find out, you know, if there's anything going on with the baby and so on and so forth. But why am I focusing on that? That's the womb. The baby is being developed at a rapid pace. Like some people think 9 months is a long time, but when you think about it, you know, human life will be pushed out into the world in another 6 to 7 months, you know, with its lungs and a brain and all those systems intact that I talked about. Now it'll take time for the baby to fully, you know, develop and learn, you know, but it's just amazing. So when you think about yourself, I gave out a challenge about discovering who you are, what your purpose is, and, you know, one particular thing that you know that you're good at. And I know for some of us, we have a problem saying that we're good at doing, I'm really good at that. We have a problem with giving ourselves props, or we have a problem with giving ourselves credit for some people. And some of us, we go overboard with it. It's almost narcissistic because we talk about how great we are. So what we need to do is find a healthy balance. But is there anybody that would be willing to say right now on the call, you already know what your purpose, or you know one particular thing that you're really, really good at? And I don't mean the thing that you went to school and you learned to be. I want to first focus on a natural talent, what you are good at. Anybody willing to start off?
This is Sister Carolyn. Good morning. Good morning, Tanya. Thank you for your declaration. Such a blessing. I just want to say quickly before I get ready to go to work that one of my natural gifts is helping people in terms of clients, whatever, helping people. I remember me and some friends at school, well, a couple friends, when we were like in the eighth grade, I started a support group for us in the eighth grade. Now I'm doing simple work today, but we started, it was called Let's Rap. I would never forget that. We started that group.
Wow.
Eighth graders. Let's talk about it. Let's unpack it anyway. All them years ago. And so today I'm still doing something like that, of course. But I got to learn how to take care of me while I take care of somebody else. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Isn't that something that as young as she would have been about 13 or 14 years old.
13,
Yeah, and stuff, there was this natural instinct. And based upon that, she was able to facilitate a group, and they started. That's amazing. Anybody else?
Tanya.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Dee Dee. I just want to share this real quick. I am, excuse me, in my True Identity Bible. It's NIV version, and it's one that I use on occasions, but I took it to my Living Faith class last night. So when you gave your declaration, I went to Psalms 139. So can y'all just listen to what this version says? And just this is why I'm, let me just read it. It says, you are a masterpiece. Yes, you. You are the pinnacle of the creation of the master artist. You, with your two big hips and your out-of-control hair and your pointy chin, you with your tendency to repeat yourself and your inability to carry a tune and your goofy laugh, you are exactly who God designed you to be. And you are infinitely precious to him just the way you are. Quit worrying about what other people see when they look at you. Start seeing yourself as God sees you, his beloved, priceless work of art. how is, hello? Is this just not who, this is me. This is all, he's talking to Dee Dee. This right here is all talking to me. And I'm just, I've never even tripped off of this particular verbiage in this Bible that I've had until this morning, and I read it, and, okay, that's it. I just have to share that, because oh, my God.
Did you make that up? Did it really say that?
I'm gonna snap it, and I'm gonna put it in the room because this is what it says. It's the true identity. Thank you, Diane, for blessing me, because Diane always gives me good different type of Bibles. It's a true identity Bible, and it's amazing. So I'm going, and it says a tissue body image. So that's
wow.
Hello.
That is absolutely amazing.
That is.
It goes to show how amazing you are, Dee Dee. That's all. It just, you know, and the thing about it is that where did we get, you know, I think it's from media. Some of it is from media that we get this idea that we're not enough or that I need to be like that or I should be this or whatever, like instead of accepting who we are and who God created us to be. It's amazing. Anybody else? I think,
This is Diane. I just wanted to say, you know, it's just a natural with me that I love people, and when I love them like Dee Dee, I pour into their life because that's the best thing you can give them is to pour into their life the Word of God and God's love. So I just love people, and when I love them hard.
Wow. Absolutely a gift. There's some mean jokers out there that wouldn't know love if you came and slapped them upside the head, drop kicked them, put them in a duffel bag, and threw them in a trunk. They wouldn't know what love is. That's a blessing. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else, what is your natural talent? What is something that you do naturally?
This is Pamela, and I feel that mine is listening, and coupled with like exhortation, I just love listening to people. And when I hear what they say, you know, I find myself trying to pull out the best qualities of people and focus on those best qualities, and I find myself helping them to look at what's the best qualities in them. And I don't, like, it just happens. Like, it's not like something I try to intentionally do, but it's like I'm always trying to look for the good in people.
Wow. Thank you. It's a big deal to me. It is. So many people feel like they're not being heard, and to have somebody that you can talk to and they listen and then turn around and give you some sound advice is a great thing. Anyone else? I'll take one or two more, and then we'll move on.
Good morning. This is Andrew. And I think my innate ability is to understand, because when someone says something, regardless of what they say or when they say it, there's always a causal relationship to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And my ability to ferret that out, like, why are they saying this? What's really going on? Because oftentimes what they say is really not what they mean. And oftentimes what they mean isn't what they say. And you have to connect to the pain. You have to connect to the scars. You have to connect to the want, the longing, or the hurt. Or just the ego, the need to have attention poured on them. There's always a reason why someone says something or does something, and in order to better know how to love them, better know how to react and help them, or to know when to keep your hands off, you have to understand where that's coming from. And I think I do that pretty well.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. One more.
Good morning, Tanya. This is Tiffany. Thank you for your awesome declaration.
Hi, Tanya.
I just want to say hi. I just want to say my natural talent is my smile. My mother and I always joke that we just have these big old smiles, and as I go throughout my day walking, I smile and say hello to everybody. And oftentimes I will have someone that will say, you know, thank you for showing your beautiful smile and saying hello. You know, you just made my day. So it's not much, but it's my smile, I feel, that puts a smile on someone else's face when they're going, you know, when they feel like they're having a bad day, and I smile at them, and they will thank me for smiling and saying hello.
That is absolutely a big deal, Tiffany, especially in Northern California.
Right.
Especially in Northern California. Probably California, period. You know,
right.
Do you know how many facial muscles it takes in order to smile? I don't know. I don't know myself, but I heard it's a lot. I remember one time. Huh? It's a lot. I just know it's a lot. Like, it's unbelievable. But that's a big deal, especially to smile at strangers, people that you don't know, and even to say good morning. That's a big deal to me. Okay, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're still on that topic. Have you ever considered how God, like, you have, I mean, has anybody other than me thought about how your body is wired, how it's put together? And do you ever think, like, wow? Did anybody ever have a Davidic moment like David when you just had to stop and pause, like, really, God? You know, not thanking him, but because this, for me, this was a form of worship that David gave to God, his reverence in him. He was telling him, you know, like, you're so great. You know, if we go back to the Psalms, the 139 chapter, when he's talking about, there's nowhere I can go. You know everything that I'm going to say. You know when I'm going to sit down. You know when I'm going to get up. You know my plans. You know when I'm going to travel. You know when I'm going to rest. You know everything about me. Why do we think we can hide from God when he knows everything about us?
Hi, Tanya. This is Juliet. I truly enjoyed your decoration as well.
Hey, Juju.
Yeah, hi. I was just thinking about what you said, that aha moment. That's how I came to God. You know, I had been running from him for a long time, and one day, I'll never forget, I was going to college at Alameda, and I was walking towards the cafeteria area, and I was out of breath, and I was just, you know, I just took a pause, and I was like, wait a minute, you know, my heart is pumping, and my brain is telling my heart, pump, but who's controlling my brain? And that was the aha moment. I said, there must be a God. And that, my journey started from there.
Wow.
That's that question. You know, it has to be something beyond this that's making me move, and, you know, and that's where my journey with God started. That was my aha. That, where that story about the prodigal son. He came to himself after all that running. I finally came to myself and saw God.
Wow! Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Anybody else had that aha moment? Like, or maybe not aha. I like to call it that God moment. Like something quickened inside of you, and it's something clicked.
Good morning, Tanya. It's Miss D.
Hey, Miss D.
How are you this morning? Good to hear your voice. Thank you for your declaration today. And as I was listening, I just thought back on all the years that I was using crack cocaine. It's been 17 years this month since I used any drugs or alcohol. And
Wait, stop.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise your name. Praise your name, God.
17 years. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Look strong, Mr. Yes, Jesus. Lord. Strong. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow. Blessing. Oh, Jesus.
Blessing.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I went to take a test for my kidney donation, and every test came back good, and every test was excellent considering the lifestyle I had been living, I walked away from that life healthy, walked away with activities of my limbs, a good portion of my mind, and great eternal. You know, I thank God for that. And then I also came out more courageous than when I went in. I was very fearful and timid and introverted when I went into that lifestyle. And I came out a roaring lion. God, I thank you. The day that I, after the kidney donation, that's when I sat there and it really just hit me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that I am more than a conqueror, that I am special in the eyes of Christ. And I have to remind myself that every day, because sometimes that old voice wants to come back. But I have to remind myself on a regular basis that I am beautiful in God's sight. And, you know, it doesn't stop just because the years and days and weeks have passed by, but I still have to reaffirm within myself by staying close to the cross. Thank you for that share this morning. Thank you guys for celebrating with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So amazing. And I'm sure it is an encouragement to some people that are on the line or that may call in and listen to the recording later that there is hope. You got to do some work, but 17 years clean. You know, the first time I heard you say, you know, share part of your testimony, I was like, how in the world did she, if she was using,
that's
you know, as long as she was, how in the world did she, was she able to donate a kidney? That fascinated me. I never said anything until now. But you know what an amazing guy, because I know people, like I have a friend who has Hep C. He was a user for many years as well, and he has Hep C as a result of his as a drug use. He's saved. He loves the Lord, but it's a little bit of residue, you know, it's under control now or whatever. I think they said it's in remission, if that's the term for somebody who has Hep C. But everybody doesn't have, there's lots of people who don't have the testimony that Miss D has. Like, they're clean now, but they have, like, major health issues, you know, as a result of their bodies being broken down. So thank you for sharing that. And also, I want to encourage, if you are the relative or a good friend of somebody that is a substance abuser, there's hope. There's hope. We can pray that God gives them the mind to stop. We can't make them stop. You know, we can't make it. It has to be a choice. They got to come to themselves. They've got to have that aha. What in the world? They got to have a prodigal moment. What in the world am I doing, and why am I doing that? You know, so often, I don't know why I'm going this way, but so often we want to be the catalyst to help people change. And it's not just a substance that somebody ingests in their body. It could be other kinds of substance abuses or other types of addictions. You know, we want to help. We want to tell them what to do, or we want to do that. That's not good. They have to come to the point themselves where they're ready to give up that particular thing, and then we can be supportive of them. But what do we do in the meantime? We pray for them. We do not become enablers. And we believe, we stand in the gap for them all the time.
And also listen. Be good
listeners. You said listen.
Be great listeners and just be a proof that there is a God, because that's what I needed, proof that God was there, who saw me with non-judgmental eyes. And there were three women in my life. They all passed away in the last 2 years. But that's that's how they saw me, and they touched me like they professed God would touch my life. They did that, and they demonstrated Christ through their living.
Wow. That's why it's so important, you all. That's why it's so important to live a consistent life and not to be up and down and in and out and think you can do any and everything. You cannot do any and everything. You know why? Because you are custom made. Everything doesn't fit. Everything doesn't fit.
Amen.
You try, you put it on. And you know, it's not a good look for you. It's not a good fit. We need to be consistent because there are people literally, I believe there are more people who want to believe in God and who want to have some type of relationship, but they get confused by what they see.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the inconsistency. Sometimes it is the, you know, when we try to, we take off one of the garments that part of the custom-made garment that God has customized for us, we take off part of it, and it confuses people. Well, I thought you said you was a Christian. Why are you doing that? Why you got that on? I wouldn't even wear that. And I know I'm a hellion. Or I wouldn't even say that. You know, and I got a, you know, or I wouldn't. Man, I wouldn't talk to people like that. You a Christian? We can't live our lives for people, but those things that we know, those areas that we know we need to clean up and we can't clean up, we should, because people are watching. We are God's ambassadors. We are his representatives. I say it all the time. We're his eyes. We're his hands. We're his feet. Tiffany, what you do with total strangers, that's God smiling through you that they feel. I believe it goes deeper than what you even understand. Something happens. It's impactful. Probably more people than not don't acknowledge it, but something happens when they make that eye contact with you and they see that smile. I believe it with all my heart. I don't have anything to validate my thought or my feeling, but I believe it with my heart because I know I've seen people. I've seen that interaction with people where there was a smile, or I've smiled at people. I'm not somebody that goes and I'll smile, by the way, but there are times when I do, and I'll go, oh, hey, today's a great day. Have a terrific Tuesday, or have a wonderful Wednesday. Just be thankful today because it's Thursday, way before we started the call. Have a marvelous Monday. Always trying to do something that, so what am I doing? I'm leading into some of my characteristics. I love people. I want to see people happy. I think that's probably why birthdays are such a big deal to me. I am detail-oriented, but I realize today with all of my details, I'm probably driving somebody crazy right now with all my details. That is why I'm such a good organizer, and that is why I'm such a good planner, and that is why I'm such a good storyteller. I pay attention to details. And then coupled with my ability to write, so now I'm doing something about it. I'm cultivating that gift by going back to school so that I can that talent that I have can be even better. Now, everybody won't want to go to school. Everybody can't go to school. But can you take a workshop? If you're really good with gardening and it's based upon what grandma or grandpa taught you, or maybe your mom or your dad or some neighbor or something, can you take a workshop? Home Depot offers, and Lowe's, I believe. I know Home Depot for sure. They offer these workshops that are free. Can you do some digging on YouTube to improve, or perhaps Vimeo, to improve that innate ability that you have, that natural talent that you have? Maybe you don't want to get a degree. You could not have convinced me that I would go back to school. Always wanted to. I'm not doing that. It's going to take too much time and too much money. And then I did it on a whim at just the right time. So glad that I did it most of the day. Some days I'm like, oh, my God, especially this new course. But thank God I have a tutor right in my house. My new course is computer literacy. He's going to be my tutor. He already agreed. Anyway, so much for me. You guys. We are all awesome. We are all incredible. Even with our weaknesses, it's time for us to start celebrating ourselves. Anybody else still like celebrating? What can you celebrate about yourself? That's another question I have for you. What thing can you celebrate about yourself? What thing can you celebrate? Yes.
Hey, it's Niecy. For me, hey, love you guys, too. I've been traveling. That's why you haven't really heard my voice. So for me, the one thing that I know for sure that I can celebrate is the fact that I've raised four African-American young men who contribute to society and don't deduct from it. And to me, that is major. Not because they're special, but because they could have went so many other ways, but God. So I celebrate that on a daily, because I read about things and I see things, and I can thank God that his hand of protection has kept them and continuously keeps them from doing some things that they could easily get caught up in. So for that, for me, that is one thing I can assuredly be thankful for.
Well, Nisi, I just want to disagree with you on one point. They are special. Yes, they are. They're special. They are the special men in your life. I celebrate with you because so many of them, we know the stories about that we've heard about.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Cornell from San Francisco.
Okay, I was speaking. Good morning. Hold on one. But good morning to you, Cornell. We miss your sound. Did you hear us praying for you the other day?
Praise
we
the Lord.
Prayed
no.
you on the call. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise
good
the Lord.
Good to hear you, brother. Good to hear you. But at any rate, while we were on the call or in prayer, the Lord just impressed upon me to call three of my grandsons and tell them how great they are. And to pray over them that God will bless them to have an amazing day. I told them how handsome they are and how proud I am of them, and I prayed God's protection over them today. Because our young men, you know, our older men need to hear that too. We love you, men. We love you. We love you with the love of God, and we appreciate you when you show up on the call. We appreciate the baritone that we hear. We appreciate the testosterone. We know we tend to talk too much. But knowing that you're there waiting in the wind, and every now and then you drop a nugget, we appreciate that, and you balance it out. So anyway, anybody else want to talk about something that you are, I think, was the question proud of? I don't know. I wasn't, just made it up off the spot. Was that the question? Something that you are proud of?
Well, I'd like to give you guys a praise report update, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
All right. The Lord has really been moving mightily in my life. I finally had an opportunity to talk to my ex-wife, and it was like a miracle. You know, I told her I appreciate her for the time she's taken with my daughter, and I'm working on co-parenting and balancing that time. And it was just real positive. And I said, you know, can we move forward and not be bickering, but just focus on my daughter? And it really was like, it was a phenomenon how God moved. And also the Lord is, you know, all the different things that's been going on with the church as far as people breaking into churches and committing so much different type of heinous acts towards the house of worship. The Lord put it on my heart to start a security consultant for the churches and go around the different churches and bless their security ministry and share some of the training and stuff that I have received for what I do. And so, you know, at the end of this month, I'm supposed to meet with some bishops and stuff and share, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord on how the Lord could use me to enhance their security ministry. So it's just a lot of different things the Lord is opening up for me. He's blessed me to be in school. I've been getting a lot of opportunities to speak different places, and it's really exciting to really do God's will and to help God's people and to help people, period. So I just thank God for what he's doing, what he's about to do, and I am so proud of the declared victory. I'm proud of how the Holy Spirit is teaching me that it's not even about me, it's about other people and how to get out the way and let the Spirit of God move and help people so they don't be tripping when they see the different garments come off. You know what I mean? So I just thank God for that, and I ask that you all will continue to keep me in your prayer and call holy fire from heaven that I may walk in the will of God.
Thank you for sharing that testimony. Can I personally say I am so proud of you for what you did with your ex-wife. If I was her, my heart would have melted for you to say that you appreciate how you've taken care of our daughter, because at the end of the day, it's your child together, regardless to whether you guys are divorced. So a big old hootie-hoo to you for, excuse my language, putting your big boy drawers on and doing what you needed to do as a man, standing up as a man It doesn't take anything away from you, the fact that you had that conversation with her. You know what you did? You took the lead. You showed that you were the man and that you were the bigger person. That's incredible. That right there is an example of how we can, the things that we can do as adults to put an end or attempt to put an end to the battling that goes on or the drama that goes on as it relates to co-parenting. Somebody's got to be the adult to say, hey, it's not about you and it's not about me. You go your way, I'll go mine. We have this child or these children together. We need to figure out a way where we make it work, even if it means that we have somebody that is the go-between. You know, we drop them off at a neutral location. We don't have to see each other. But for the child's sake, for their psyche, for their development. So God bless you, and thank you for sharing that, as well as offering your expertise with regards to security. I think some churches live in a bubble. Some of them live in a bubble and just think because they pray nothing is going to happen. Okay. It's happening, right? And that doesn't take anything away from the power of God. But the Bible says watch and pray. Watch and pray. Anybody else want to share? I'm not going to pull teeth today because when I tell you I have 101 things to do this morning before 10 a.m., I am not kidding. I got my list, too, but we're not going to pull teeth. Maybe this is a time for you to get some time back and read the scripture. You normally go until 8. Maybe you could read that chapter, Psalm 139, and see what the Lord says to you. Anybody else before we get ready to call it in, if there's not anybody else that wants to share?
Hello, yes, Brother Eric. Listen,
hey, Brother
Eric. How you doing, Sister Tanya? Wonderful declaration. I just didn't want to be selfish. I wanted to speak also to Brother Cornell, man, and tell him as a man of God how proud I am of you, brother. You know, it takes a strong man to humble himself, and there's real strength. We always lift you up. Keep on doing what you're doing, man, you know. And I hope you would want to, if you can, man, come on by the line tonight, man. And, you know, we're going to praise God. We're going to fellowship together, man. But just keep on doing what you do, man. Just keep showing up. Keep showing up, man. And remember, man, that you were made for greatness. You're a man of God, and God created you in his image. And that's, to me, that was the whole declaration was about. You know, I had an aha moment that, you know, we always say we praise God. There's none like you, and God's word said that we were made in the image of God. And for the first time, realized there's no one like me. That I'm unique in all of the universe. That I have purpose. That I'm valuable. You know, I just wanted to say that to you, Brother Cornell, because we as men, we need to lift each other up. We as men of God, we need to big up each other. So just keep on doing it, man. I encourage you, man. I praise you, man. I'm proud for you, and I'll keep praying for you.
Thank you, Brother Eric. Very, very good. So you all, on that note, I feel led to go ahead and end the call, but I want to end it on this note. Every single one of you are valued. You have value. I don't care if you're quiet. I don't care if you've never opened your mouth on the call. You have value. The world needs what you have. We need your smiles. We need your talent. The world, your world. How can I impact the whole world? You impact your world. Right? You impact your world. And that impact has, you never know how, it's like a ripple effect. You never know how far that smile, for instance, I don't know why I'm on that, but that smile that Tiffany freely gives, I believe that becomes of worship, a form of worship, because she's freely giving of herself and honoring God with her smile. You never know how it could impact the life of somebody that was literally deciding whether they would commit suicide or deciding whether they would go and take their anger out on someone. You all, we owe it to God owe it to God to use the gifts and talents that He's given it to us. Given to us, we owe it to Him to share it with others and not to hide it. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, oh, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't hide the light. Don't hide your purpose anymore. Let it shine. Let it be the beacon on the hill so that people can come to you and say, hey, what is that that you got? You know, I feel the love coming from you. I see the light in you. That's an open door for you to share this amazing Jesus that we have, who chose us over everybody else. He made a choice of us. On that, I'm gonna say that I declare today is a brand new day, and today will be a good day because we make the decision that it will be, no matter what distractions come our way. Today is a good day. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Love you.
Love you, girl.
Love you. Have a good day.
Love you.
God bless. Men's meeting. Tell all the men. Tell all your men. Men's meeting tonight. 6 o'clock.
Peace and love.
Love you.
Hey, Brother Carnell, you still on the line? Brother Carnell.
Brother Carnell is gone.
Thank you.